Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. It's me, Marty Leonard. It's 93 WXRT. We are backstage at Lollapalooza in the media complex talking to a lot of folks, and we are so happy to be talking right now with Jake and Sam, guitarist, bass player extraordinaire from Greta Van Fleet.
All right.
Welcome to Lollapalooza.
Thanks for having us here.
Yeah.
We know that it was you who booked us here.
Gotta say, it's a lovely day in Chicago.
It is.
You know, we were talking about this before. This is one of the nicest days for Lollapalooza. It's like so sunny and it's not too hot today.
Yeah, and you never know. It could be a downpour or it might knock on wood on that.
Right, and that's not going to happen today.
Not today.
It's not going to happen
blue sky. Tomorrow's supposed to be 15 degrees hotter or something.
I know. Well, it's nice to welcome you in person to XRT, but we've welcomed you as a band and your music to XRT, you know, going back to last year. So many good songs that have come along from you guys. It's really a lot of fun to play on the radio. In fact, right now we're playing two of your songs. Currently, you know, we're playing, what's the song, Door on the Ceiling?
When the curtain falls.
What's Door on the Ceiling?
Hold on the Ceiling.
That's a good tune, too, I will admit.
Black Keys.
I'll go back.
Well, thank you for the long support.
I'll go back. We're playing two songs from you guys right now. We're playing When the Curtain Falls and also your cover of the Adele song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got a hold of that.
Really?
That is very cool.
From Spotify?
Yeah, yeah. And we got it from the label, actually.
No way.
I like that.
They allowed us to play it, so that's
their
current rotation.
That's cool. That's like the next level right there. Right?
Yeah. How did that come about?
Well, I think we really all appreciate Adele. I mean,
who doesn't?
Great songstress and singer and performer. And I think one of us caught wind of Josh singing one day. And when we got to Spotify to do the Spotify singles, we thought, let's do a modern cover.
Right.
Yeah, we had like the Spotify sessions, and it was, you know, to kind of go in and strip down a few of our songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we wanted to achieve a contemporary cover of some sort. And I was like, it was pretty initial and across the board. They were like, oh, let's do Adele. Let's do it. Just go for it.
Wow. Well, Josh sings that really well.
Yeah, he does. Not as well as Adele, though.
Not quite.
Yeah, maybe it wouldn't be the biggest selling single of the century, but
yeah.
But there you go. Well, congratulations on that, and congratulations on everything. And we're so happy that you're here because they're, you know, we were a little worried that you guys might not be able to make it to Lollapalooza with
Danny.
With Danny's hands.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well,
what happened?
I think that was a consistent beating after over a longer period of time.
There was an injury that happened, and then we just kind of powered through it. And then it got to the point where it just absolutely was not sustainable. We just had to take a bit of a hiatus. So luckily, we only had to cancel just one show.
And I think our priority, our number one priority, was making sure Danny was okay, you know.
Right.
Got to take care of the brothers, you know.
Well, he must really play the drums hard. He must really hit that.
I think it was like it kind of had reached a breaking point at a festival called Floyd Fest.
Uh-huh.
And it was how long ago was that?
That was about less than a week ago, and he ended up
in Floyd,
Virginia.
Virginia, yeah.
That's what Floyd Fest is. You know, when I saw Floyd Fest first, I thought it was a Pink Floyd festival.
Me too.
Yeah, we did too. We're like, oh, that's interesting. But yeah, at this point, at the very end of the song, he started into a drum solo at the end of Safari Song.
Yeah.
And at some point, I saw him smack the drum, and a bit of blood spurted up. Because I'm looking over, I'm like, something's not right, and he just looked like he's in pain. And he just started destroying the drum kit.
Yeah.
And it flew everywhere, and got up and walked off.
Wow.
And then we walked back and kind of knew that we kind of had to stop for a little bit. And I looked at his hands and they were just obliterated.
Wow.
They just looked terrible.
So how are they doing now?
A bit better.
Okay, good.
Better. Yeah. He had a blood blister on his index finger about that high off. It was, but yeah, we got him to a specialist and no long-term damage. So we're going to power through these last few shows.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, you have a couple of shows. You have the the show at Lollapalooza tonight, and then also at the Vic Theater tomorrow night. And we've given away a ton of tickets for that show. And also for the soundcheck party that's going on before, there's going to be some invited listeners there watching you. And
amazing.
I know that XRT listeners have been really, really excited about that. It's been a hot ticket. So
sweet.
So that should be cool. Now, you guys, brother band. So many brother bands have problems. You guys don't seem to. You guys seem to get along really
Not yet.
Yeah, well, just wait. Like the Kinks.
I don't even like album three, maybe.
Yeah, like Ray and Dave Davies don't even talk to each other anymore. But
no.
But you guys have been playing music together, you know, going all the way back. When did you start actually all playing together? How old were you guys?
I think Sam was about.
I think I was 12 or 13.
12 or 13.
Yeah.
And that's when Josh and Sam and I had started playing together. And it wasn't long after before Daniel came in and.
Yeah.
Became the drummer. It was kind of a pretty direct answer to the, you know, resolution of having a drummer.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first time we all played together, I think that's when Greta Van Fleet was properly born.
Wow. Yeah. So when did you, you started listening to music, right? Like, you must have listened to a million records, right?
Quite a few.
As brothers, yeah.
I mean, like, you know, Buddy Guy has been just blasting over the house stereo, you know, longer than I can ever remember.
Right, because your dad is a big blues fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those are tracks that we've probably heard in the womb, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's cool that where you're sitting right now is just blocks away from Buddy Guy's club. Buddy Guy's Legends.
The Legends,
it's
yeah.
right there,
Legends,
like
yeah.
right
yeah.
behind those buildings
we've,
over there.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah.
He's Ben.
Right.
And he even made the Buddy Guy gumbo recipe.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
That's how dedicated this man is.
He's pretty dedicated.
He's very dedicated.
Well, you can hear the blues in your music for sure. You know, most of the comparisons have been with Zeppelin, but you know, you went through it not through Zeppelin, but through the blues itself, kind of like the way they discovered the music they ended up playing.
Kind of,
right?
Yeah, a lot like the British Invasion, a lot of that. And it was kind of something that was never sort of expanded upon, if you will. It's not like an intentional thing, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not like, I don't think that two 12-year-olds and two 16-year-olds really have that much control over, you know, conducting a certain sound sonically, you know. I think it was the four of us getting together and organically through our influences,
right,
how we kind of sound. And
that's your entree to it, you know. That's what teaches you. That's
right.
How you and you developed as players too, because you know.
Yeah.
Quite the guitar work on the record is pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you recently did something with Elton John. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. He invited you to play at an Oscar party. He has bands play at his Oscar party.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I think the last one was Ed Sheeran last year who played there. And then
I think Lady Gaga did it one year too.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just a music lover.
He
loves it all.
Everything. And so we,
right.
you know, yeah, that was a crazy story because we had heard rumors of doing the Elton John, it's a charity event for
his AIDS Foundation. Yeah.
And so we got a call one morning out of nowhere. We were in the studio and we were about to go over. It was about 10 a.m. We got a call from London. We answered the phone and because our manager said, hey, pick up the phone tomorrow. And we're like, you're going to want to pick up the phone. There's a call coming in from England. And we thought maybe it was like Elton John's manager or something. We had an idea. But we woke up, rolled out of bed, and that's relatively early for us. And we picked up the phone, and, hey, boys, it's Elton. You know, and we're like, oh, what do we do? And so I think there was like 10 minutes of silence. And we're like,
I'd say 20 minutes of silence before we actually really understood what was going on.
Yeah. It's like one of those moments. There's not many people who can really, who can provide that sort of shock factor.
Wow.
But there are a handful, and Elton John is certainly one of them, you know.
Yeah. So you guys have been fans of Elton John. You have listened to his music over
Absolutely.
The years, too, right?
We grew up listening to Elton.
Yeah. So when you go, you go to the Oscar party, like, where does the band fit into the evening?
They're at the very end of the evening, and everybody's, you know, hanging out and having drinks,
yeah.
and they want to see a concert. And so we got up and jammed, and everybody was probably well lubricated and excited for a performance. And so we did You're the One, which
uh-huh.
is one of our songs. And Elton John, he's like, we could do one of your songs, one of my songs. We could do both, whatever you want to do. And so we did a rehearsal with him. it was like mortifying to see him come walk up on the stage, and then he's like, nice to meet you, Elton, and he gives you a hug, and then that all just kind of melts away.
Wow.
And so we did You're the One, one of our songs. We did Saturday Night's All Right.
Oh, wow.
Which was his.
That must have been a lot of fun to play with Elton John.
A lot of fun.
It was amazing.
That is just an all-out rock and roll song.
And was there anyone that you met at that party that you were like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe who I just talked to?
To a certain degree, I suppose.
There was a few, yeah. I think it was, I think it's just everybody kind of in their sort of natural element, just coming to have a good evening.
Just hanging out,
you know,
yeah.
It's really cool.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, you're working on a new album. Is that how far to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.